public,
press the button, Desiree.
I already did.
Okay.
Yeah.
That the press and public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act.
I move to approve last month's minutes, August 2nd, 2017.
And I'll second that. Any corrections? Okay. We'll ask for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'd like to make a recommendation that we fill the vacancy of the Planning Commission. Mr. Patelli and myself had an opportunity to interview the candidates, and we were very impressed with Mr. Pounds. And so I make the motion that we recommend him to Planning Commission to the City
Mr.
Council.
Mr. Pounds?
Yes.
Yes. I second that.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, I will, I'll personally get in touch with Mr. Marty Brown.
Who okay, also I can do this one. Let me make this motion. I would like to make a motion to reappoint Ron Denton and Lisa Stafford to the Planning Commission.
I'll second that.
Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to reappoint Julia Spell and Susan Haney to the ATAX Commission.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we reappoint Pete Daugherty to the BOZA Commission.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the last motion that we reappoint Ann Sherrill and Alan Schultz to the Code Board of Appeals.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
And for the record, all of those would be recommendations to council for appointments.
Yes, please, if you would amend all of the motions to include that.
Recommendations.
Do we need a motion to do that?
I think it's okay, just scriveners okay. At this point. So.
Yeah, okay.
And so, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, I would like to suggest that the committee consider making a motion to combine old business B, discussion of personnel needs in the public works community, public works department, and new business review of draft continuity plan, because while the continuity plan has an even broader scope, there is a great deal of discussion in there about the public works department. So if you move to combine those two things on the agenda, I think that that would be in order.
Mr. Chairman, I move to combine those old business and new business as pertains to personnel and departments.
Public works. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you. Just would be redundant to discuss one and then go right into the discussion of the other.
I noticed that.
With regard to the discussion on this item, I was perplexed with Council Member Franz's comments about the public works not being discussed in personnel when we have not had any recommendations from Public Works, I take exception to that. Heretofore, when we've had recommendations from various other committees, the committees make those recommendations to personnel. They do not begin with personnel. Likewise, with Public Works, I'm certainly anxious to be involved in responding to any recommendations from Public Works in terms of their current and future needs within their department, and I would be very happy to be engaged in that kind of a study. My recommendation would be that that the administration sit down with the Public Works, and I think this is probably being done within the Public Works Committee, identifying immediate needs and their budget ramifications there too, and also future needs, so that, and I think this fits in, as you said, Administrator Zucker, with the continuity plan.
It does. So I'm going to ask Wynette if she'll come sit at the table rather than back there, just so that her voice is picked up on the recorder when we talk about this issue. We'll start with Public Works, and then we'll morph into the continuity plan and the Public Works Department's treated in there. And Donnie was previously granted time off for today. As you all know, he is very active in the Exchange Club, and this is their biggest fundraiser of the year, and so he's typically off half day during this time of year. So he couldn't be here, so he asked me if I would be his voice a little bit. And so I will be his voice, but I want Wynette to report on a meeting that was had among several staff members related to Public Works. And I will be reiterating a little bit of what was said at the Public Works Committee meeting earlier today. And some of this is just Linda's perception. And I didn't participate in the meeting that Wynette had, which was good, because then we get everyone else's perception. But my perception of Public Works and the way it's operating currently is that the city is doing an A-plus job on garbage and debris. And during the intense, busy summer months, that we can do.
Yeah, can I just briefly interrupt? So that I would like the record to show that I have discussed this briefly with Wynette, and the committee that you're referencing was made up of Amy, Douglas Carr, yourself, and...
and Donnie and Desiree.
Desiree and Donnie.
Yes, yeah. That's okay. Correct.
Thank you.
So you know, on that side of things, the routine garbage and debris removal, I don't know that there's any need to do any staff expansion at this stage of the game or anything on that side of things. But the areas that I foresee that are getting fractured among other departments and where we are not doing service delivery at a non-complaint level, like we're being reactive, not proactive, and we are getting complaints, center around two other functions, main functions. One is drainage, and the other is maintenance type activities. So those are just kind of global, but there are a lot of smaller things that would fall under those activities.
That's a broad category.
Right.
Maintenance, are we talking maintenance of buildings, all of those issues that we have talked about in the past?
Sign maintenance, all kinds of maintenance, supervision of maintenance contractors like the landscape contractor, things of that nature. And when it comes to buildings, things like the public restrooms, other buildings that, you know, lights out on the exterior of this building, things like that are not being handled proactively, they're being handled reactively, and often are getting so far behind that we result in things like the Hill report that we've all seen, where our buildings aren't being maintained. So it's maintenance in a general sense of maintenance. And then drainage is, you know, making sure that we're staying on top of the contractors that we contract with, making sure that we're monitoring progress on projects, make sure we're identifying other projects, and make sure that we're staying on top of the other entities that are involved in that, which would be SCDOT in Charleston County. So in those areas, too many other people are having to kind of step to the plate and in those reactive moments take care of these things. And the other problem is that we do not have any administrative support in the Public Works Department. And so that function has fallen to any of us who can help with that. But what it means is that there's nobody following up. And this became acutely apparent I mean, it was always apparent, but during the Irma experience, it became even more apparent because calls were going into Public Works or to Donnie's cell phone. He was not having time to follow up on them, so we had citizens that were calling, you know, and sending me notes saying, absent this storm, I've been trying to get Public Works to do something for 8 months, and I got documentation of repeated emails and repeated calls and no follow-up. You know, so there needs to be an administrative person that stays on top of these things, determines, you know, when they're handled, follows up with the complainant to make sure they're satisfied that they've been handled correctly, and also stays involved with what key staff members are involved to be able to say, you know, okay, you didn't get to this today. You said you were going to get to this today. When will you be following up on it? So, Wynette, if you wouldn't mind, please kind of reporting on the meeting that you all had, because what's happening is now, like, let's say Linda makes 6 calls to our landscape contractor to get them to do something or to show them why they are not doing something. Well, then what happens is suddenly I have taken that over. So then it becomes my job. When it isn't my job, it's Public Works' job, but because they're so busy, they just go, okay, you know, we'll let them handle. The same is true with, for example, like Douglas. You know, if Douglas helps the Public Works Department with an activity, then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, that's Douglas' responsibility, which it is not. Likewise with people in police and fire. Just this past weekend, the fire department helped with getting some debris off the beach, which technically would have been something that should have fallen to Public Works to do, but because they were not available and were busy doing other things, the fire department, they were able to help, but if they had been away on calls or busy, they wouldn't have been able to help. And members of the police department are helping with things like signs and, you know, those kinds of things, interfacing with the Public Works department, but the Public Works department really ought to be the one that's being proactive and is on top of these things. So I'll quit talking now. So
well, and that's kind of the crux of what the committee discussed, knowing all of these reactive items that keep being falling on others. So we had Donnie here, we had Douglas here, Desiree, and the clerk of court, Amy Lee, was here also because she has been filling in with answering the calls and trying to come up with the spreadsheet to stay on top of those tracking of things and what's happening. So she was here as kind of a voice from the administrative, trying to hold it all together piece also. So we discussed the topics that Linda had brought to this committee that were we a committee? We're kind of a committee, I guess, to really kind of spearhead what was needed. And with Donnie there, it was apparent that his main concern that he has voiced several times, and I've read it in minutes, his main concern was this AB operator, licensed person, which the fire department, again, is being very helpful. We have Travis who, did he obtain that license yet, or he's working on getting...
In progress.
Yeah, he's in progress of getting that license. But again, we don't want to fall back on having a fire department person who already has plenty to do. So Donnie's main concern is the most immediate is to have this AB class operator.
The redundant one, because
right.
Donnie is it, but there's not a redundancy there.
Right, and that was his immediate concern. Then going from there are some of the other points that Administrator Tucker mentioned, is that we really don't have anybody overseeing those different functions. Debris and trash is fine. They're doing their job and they're doing it very well with the support of someone who oversees that in that department under Donnie's supervision. So the committee talked about having, number one, the administrative person.
Your committee?
The committee.
Okay,
staff.
Not Public Works.
Let's say staff meeting.
Staff meeting.
So that
staff
there's no confusion.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good work to call it that. I was like, I didn't want to call it a committee.
Okay.
So the staff meeting folks did talk about those, and that one of the solutions could be having that administrative person. And we talked about not even having to have a full-time 40-hour person, but at least a minimal of a 25-hour person, 5 hours a day, to be able to keep track of those calls, keep the spreadsheet, keep the good communication going.
And you're referencing administrative assistant?
Yes, an administrative assistant.
Now, there
assistant.
Was one in the past.
Yes, that's correct.
And how long has that been?
It's been years.
Yeah, when Donnie came on board, he didn't feel it was needed, and perhaps it wasn't then. But the volume of work is gotten... calls are not being returned as it is now.
If I could, at that time, primarily all that person was doing was answering calls
mm-hmm.
and writing callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a real... Yes, it was an assistant in there, but... In the true sense of the word, it was really someone
answering phones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this position that we discussed would absolutely need to be a true administrative position who would be able to help Donnie with budgetary, you know, and know the budget in and out as the director would, because that kind of spills over into the continuity plan with, you know, what happens if you don't have that key person right there at that time, whether it's an extended or, you know, some sort of leave, that this administrative person would know the budget process inside and out and be his right hand in that aspect.
So, just so that I clearly understand, you're saying maybe not full-time in that capacity, but to make it a full-time position to attract somebody that's qualified, the other 3 hours might be spent in some other assigned duties, or?
25 hours a week.
So 25 hours a week, another 15. We really talked about having just it be a 25-hour person to cover the phones and be there at the times that would be most crucial for that department. It's not that that person would need to be there from 8 to 5, 7 to 4, that they would be there for, you know, 8 to 1, 9 to 2.
Let me ask this question mm-hmm. in terms of your discussions. I would think in order to attract a qualified person that would have the capacity, the ability, the skills, if you will, to fill that position, I would think, you know, you're only going to attract somebody, or it would be much easier to get a person that, with a full-time position, though.
It would be.
Yeah, we talked about that, but our reasoning was that it would be a it would not be a seasonal job, and we've had challenges getting part-time seasonal positions, so we thought that maybe being a year-round,
that we would be able to offer the pay comparable, not necessarily all the benefits. So there are people out there who may only want to work those hours. Spouse already has full time with benefits, they're not worried about benefits. So, you know, we're going to go that route first before really trying to go the full time route, which, as you know, the personnel cost for a full time is very, very expensive for the city.
Be
and
interesting
there may
to see what kind of interest you get.
Yeah, and there may be that right fit for there. But with an experimental process.
Yeah. There might be that perfect person out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, as I think as we're talking, it wouldn't hurt to try that level if it's going to fit the need and see what interest, you know, there might be in getting a qualified person.
Correct. And then, so the other piece of beyond the administrative person who would have several duties assigned to, we'd have to find the right person, would be that a facility supervisor, a working facility supervisor foreman. We had a couple of different name titles that we called it, but really this person would be out in the field, would be working, but would be the person who would oversee the things that Administrator Tucker was talking about, the landscaping, the signs, and one of the other parts of this fix, because of the drainage items that we have ongoing that are at a different, they're in the planning commission
right now,
that a temporary fix for that piece is to increase the EDs, which I believe we've done,
mm-hmm.
to hopefully kind of resolve and not be reactive all the time and have a good proactive approach to that as a temporary fix, but more focus on this working foreman, this facility supervisor working foreman, who would deal with overseeing that piece, but then encompassing all of the other aspects that we have mentioned. The signage, the restrooms, the facilities, the buildings, overseeing the landscaping, and being someone who is out there really working with all these entities.
I don't think it would be a tough sell to council at all.
And it's a very needed position where, as we said, we have some, they do a great job with the debris, they do a great job with what they're doing, but there's so many other functions that need to have oversight and give good direction. And we didn't talk about more staff at this time because Donnie does use the staff zone temporary workers, but they need to have good oversight and direction.
And they have to have a driver. That's the downside. Every time we deploy the temp laborers, then we have to have a driver with them. So you're really not accomplishing this much in expanding the public works staff if you're just using temp labor. They work great on the backs of the trucks, but that's because we have to have CDL drivers for those trucks. And so that CDL driver is able to substitute as a supervisor for them. But for all of these other jobs, unless they can drive them to them and drop them off, and then they've got no supervision, you know, or they drive them there and stay with them, these tasks are just not, they're just not getting done with any regularity and with any proactivity about them.
Well, you know, now that we're at this juncture of really taking, if not a microscopic look, a more in-depth look, and I think that Donnie in the past has demonstrated that he really is in favor of the, what's the name of the job line? What's it called?
Oh, the staff zone workers.
Staff zone.
Yes. Yes.
He prefers that.
Yeah.
And particularly because of the seasonal nature of a lot of their work, that he can require, I only need four people today is how he's explained it. So he's more more adaptable. That's what I've heard him say. But as long as we're going to be making a study, maybe we ought to be taking a look at having a more permanent. What are your thinkings on that?
So I've heard it mentioned that we should consider an outside study, and Councilmember Battelli will recall this, as will some of the other department managers, that the city does not have a good history with doing that. The city has a better history with doing the analysis internally and coming up with recommendations for council's consideration. Every time we have had an outside study done and those results come in, they are so astounding that people just simply cannot wrap their arms around them. And so then it gets volleyed back to the staff to take that base document and pare it down.
I'm sorry if I gave that impression. I'm not suggesting that we do the study.
The outside study. Okay.
No,
when you said study, I thought that's what you meant.
No, because you and I have discussed this previously as well, I'm not suggesting that at all.
Yeah.
But I think who better to get recommendations from is Donnie. You know, with your position, we can take maybe a fresher look at this. And do we want to continue with work zone? And I don't think it needs a study.
Staff zone.
There are certainly advantages of it, and I think there's some disadvantages of it as well. And I wish Donnie were here to weigh in on it. But
I think no matter what we do, staff zone would still need to be in the mix at certain times of the year.
Right. You've got to have them on the backs of the
trucks. What we need to concentrate on is how does the Public Works Department need to be organized right now or next budget or whenever we can do this to maximize the use of public works for all the residents on the island.
Right.
And we're getting most of them, but we're missing enough to where it's becoming noticeable that we can't get to everything.
Right.
mean, I like the concept that you've had with, you know, the staff exploring this problem, issue with Donnie and the people who are actually working on it, and we can be much more responsive as council members to your suggestions versus, you know, assuring that there's, that you've looked at things, and so that, I'm not sure I'm making a whole lot of sense here, but I like this approach of coming to us with recommendations predicated on staff review. And more than just Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that when it was mentioned in those same minutes, the fire and police department, they had complete information for the personnel committee, presented that information to the personnel committee. We acted on it and referred it to council.
If there's no question there needs to be a justification, then there needs to be, here's what we need, and then it needs to be a, and here's how much that will cost, and at what times you phase it in, which that kind of morphs into the continuity plan. And that plan is in draft, which you all got a copy of it, because I wanted to see. And I wanted to remind you that in February, the continuity plan was assigned to me for my 2017 goal. It's referred to in the minutes of the February Personnel Committee meeting as a contingency plan. That word was supposed to be continuity. I think if we listen to the recording, you will see that I corrected
yes.
Council Member Friends on that. But and it is continuity plan. But the kind of the goal of that is to look at all departments and evaluate them from the standpoint of where we have sufficient redundancy. Should something happen, someone has to be out for surgery, there's a sudden vacancy, or just whatever the case might be, that then that person would not be able to do the duties for the city that they have been doing. And if those are critical based duties, not things that could just wait, then how we would react to that. And so, and all I was supposed to do was to get to a draft of it, which that's kind of where we are. But In looking at that, we identified immediate critical needs, one being that we're just going to wear Chief Buchanan out doing his dual role as the chief of police and the IT person. And we did, you all did budget in the year that we're in now to try to get a consultant on board so that we have at least a consulting company to kind of fall back to if in fact the chief of police is on an extended leave for some reason and not available to us. So, we need to make that a reality, and then over the long term, we need to decide whether or not the city is going to actually have an IT person in addition to the police chief functioning in that way. But right now is a very critical time in that we need to be able to take advantage of the fact that he's got all of this historic knowledge. So that is, we identified that as a critical challenge. The other critical challenge was to do something with the public works circumstance, because I don't know that you all are hearing the complaints yet, but ultimately they're going to get to city council. Right now they're stopping with me, and we're able to kind of race around and get the problem corrected. But ultimately, it's going to start showing in the community if we don't go ahead. And Director Pitts is very reluctant to tell you that he needs something that causes him to spend more money. And so in part, the reason we've gone from being, able to limp alone and to use his term manufacture time to going, we've got to do something different, is because of his reluctance to say, I think I need more people, or you guys are going to have hire more people if we want this done. To basically what was identified in the visioning statement last year is that we would like all of the city's public spaces to look as good as the rec center looks. And, you know, we've not achieved that. And I could make a whole list of things that right now would be on my list of things that need to be fixed, but there's nobody to fix them. Unless I reach out to another department and ask them if they'll do me the favor of fixing them. And they will, but they're not going to be able to do it forever. And that's not the right way either. So those are the two things that were identified as critical. I think in Wynette interviewed all of the department managers, and one other thing that came to light, which was a more long-term thing, was that we don't have redundancy in the building department, and that the city should consider at some point in time hiring a senior planner to work under the directors, so that if in fact there's a need for continuity, you know, there would be someone who could step to the plate there. A lot of, you know, I'm doing the best I can to impart all of my historical knowledge to Desiree, and I try to keep, you know, her in the loop in terms of communications on everything, so that she's constantly learning and aware of what I'm doing, so that if, you know, I get run over by a train, there will be no loss of continuity of projects. But every department does not have that circumstance. I believe the fire department was also identified as not having a assistant fire chief that would be able to, you know, step to the plate. Right now, the battalion chiefs are doing that function, but I will tell you, while they did a great job, while Chief Graham was absent, one of the things that I discovered was that because each operates as an entity in and of itself, so in other words, each battalion chief is in charge of a group, then they go home, the new battalion chief comes in, is in charge of a group, there is not crossover conversation. So like every time that happened, I had to restart the same conversation I had left off with the prior one. So the volleying of information from one to the other, it may be happening on the fire and rescue side because that's probably a habit that they have, but in terms of like my conversations with the chief would be, the battalion chiefs were not passing that one shift to the next. So that's a weakness in doing it that way.
Could you give me an example, just for...
I remember saying to him, what, do you guys not talk to each other? I'm trying to think of what it was about, though. I might have it.
Can you think of one, Chief?
Well, she wasn't here, so...
But I know exactly what we're talking about. Because we have three different...
We want you on the recorder.
We have three different shifts. We have one battalion chief who is a training officer who's 5 days a week, and that's been a weakness since as long as I've been here. I only have one go-to person, and that person's not really in charge of anybody. And so each battalion chief is responsible for their own shift, and if the truck breaks, they'll pass that on. But for example, if somebody's working on Wednesday, battalion chief working on Wednesday, and we have a meeting planned to go over the safety audit, and then that person calls out sick, then I've got nothing for a whole week. So that person is gone for a whole week. And so I don't know if that's what Linda's talking about, but it's not intentional that stuff's not getting passed on. They pass on things like the truck's broken, so-and-so's out on workers' comp and whatnot, but
so I was looking here because we had this place that we were dialoguing back and forth called GroupMe, and I was thinking that at some point in time I said something back to them that said something like, you know, do y'all, what is the problem here that y'all don't ever talk to each other or something, and but I don't remember what the subject was.
I was just trying to think of an example, but okay.
Yes.
So where are we?
Well,
were you finished with it?
I think to a point, yes. What the needs are, the immediate needs for the Public Works Department as flows into the continuity plan, and that was kind of our task as our staff group to come up with what we really think, along with Donnie, and along with the recommendations from the administrator, as to, you know, here's where we believe we really need to go to and to bring it to the personnel committee.
Well, I have a fundamental difference. I would think that I like the idea of the staff grouping because you get, you know, full-time people involved. But I would think you'd want to route that through the Public Works Committee before it comes to us. You and I have discussed this.
Well, the Public Works Committee did talk about it today at their meeting. And in fact, they took it a step further, and you know, it was something I actually truly hadn't thought about, but they took it a step further and said, so you really also need to be thinking about an additional building for the Public Works Department. And we talked about the lot that's back there, and that subject had come up totally unrelated just yesterday related to storage, because we've got some city items stored off-site in Mount Pleasant, and that place sprung a water leak yesterday. And so we were scrambling around trying to store our stuff, and that prompted a dialogue between me and the staff member at that time that, you know, if that had been on our property, we would have known about the leak sooner, because it was discovered after the damage was done, and, you know, we would have, it would have been prevented. So more office space for these personnel, additional personnel, as well as potential some storage space that would stop the need to carry things off site, and we could keep a better eye on them, was something that the Public Works Committee raised as something we need to talk about. If we hire three more people just in Public Works alone, those people have got to, they're going to be in the field a good bit, but they also are going to have some record keeping, phones, computers, things of that nature. So,
and we did talk about that when we met with Donnie and Amy and Douglas. And we all agree that we all think it's important for these two new positions to be housed with, you know, within the department. And because, you know, talking about a new building, it is something that will probably take time and it's a high ticket item. We also said plan B, what can we do with the existing site? Is there any way that we can rearrange the inside so that temporarily it could house the new positions? And so those were conversations that we were having as well.
Well, and I think that speaks back to our earlier comment about short term versus long term.
Yeah.
And so that we
because I think we certainly don't want to wait until we have a new building.
Yeah, we want
so
to act,
we can address
not,
these
we want to be able to act,
issues.
Not react.
Correct.
Or be in a position of having to react.
And I think just another thought, I'm sorry, that when you had talked about, you know, another study, not necessarily external, but an internal study on what are the needs, I think with the position, if this position was looked on favorably by this committee and then the council and then the budget process, that this position would be someone who would be critical in helping a group, a study on determining what the true needs are for future staffing for the department versus using work zone staffing. Because I think this person would really be able to give that good input also with the current director and all of the things that they do. So I think that this position would really be helpful in the future needs in determining
working facilities.
Right, because that person would really be.
We hear dialogue all the time, conversations about how hard and how many duties that Donnie has. And so, as I said earlier, I don't think that's going to be a tough sell to council. But I also think so that, you know, that we're taking a pragmatic view of this, of looking at long-term needs, and so that again, it's we're taking into things by having more input. We're looking at a broader scope, if you will, not just from Donnie, but how does it impact other departments? So,
another thing that you forgot to mention, that while in this meeting, we realized that the job descriptions for both the director and most of the employees there have not been updated in a long time. So there are a lot of things that we say that Donnie is responsible for, and that he, you know, he is, because the position has evolved and has grown, but that's not reflected in the language of the job description.
Well, I'm not real intimately knowledgeable as somebody would be on the Public Works Committee, obviously. But some of this is predicated on the fact that there are going to be some personnel changes within Public Works, right? Some anticipated retirements or...
I have not been given notice of any anticipated retirements. But, you know, yes, you know, individuals departing do create opportunities for restructuring that, you know.
Well, let me just...
I'll say I'm assuming in the continuity plan that I know when the three supervisors on the bottom, one of those is probably an existing
mm-hmm.
person that would
correct.
Involve a title change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the two new. But in the meantime, if we get looks like the working facilities supervisor would be needed, and I'm not sure did y'all discuss or did the Public Works Committee discuss the effect that Edie's doing the cleanouts three times a year would have as opposed to now,
which is new,
cut down on the number of calls or yeah.
Let me tell you. Let me try to help everybody understand the complication here. Okay, I do think we'll get fewer complaints regarding drainage, but the administrator and City Hall is responsible for taking care of the budgetary part of that. In other words, figuring out how we're going to pay for it. It's responsible for getting it through City Council, getting it approved. It's responsible for getting the contract written and then executed. And that should be it. It should be the responsibility of the department under whom that contract rests, which in this case happens to be Public Works, to make sure going to that vendor and saying, okay, here's the contract. When are you going to be doing this? Following up and saying it's... So right now, I have no confidence that anything's going to change with Edie's other than the... honor system of Edie's. There's nobody that is making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
To track all of
yes,
these, all
yes.
These
because then here's what'll happen. Let me paint it like it would happen. So that's not happening. I get a phone call from XYZ citizen. No one has serviced my drainage ditch for the last 3 years. And I look at the Edie's contract and go, well, that's weird. According to this contract, they should have been out there twice already. And then I'm calling Donnie or Edie's or somebody and saying, when were you last out there? I don't take the citizen's word for it. I try to follow up, do all this forensics to find out, were they really out there?
That's a lot of your time.
This is
yeah.
not something that I should have to be doing.
Right.
Right. And this is what's happening.
And this is what's happening. And it might not be me. It might be Desiree. It might be Wynette. It might be another department manager. It might be... But we need to be being proactive. Now, the minute that contract got signed, which was last week, whomever's responsible for it should be taking it, going to Edie's and going, okay, when are you guys getting started? And where are you getting started? And then there should be follow-up. Right now, sometimes the only way we get a timely bill is to call and say, fiscal year's about to end. You guys haven't billed us yet. So... these kinds of things have got to be tightened up, and right now, the one director in that department does not have time
right.
to give it that kind of attention.
Oh, I agree.
So it is following.
And that's coming up with your staffing committee as a recommendation and as one of the duties for this administrative
correct.
Assistant. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I give you another example. I'm going to start keeping a list so everybody knows. When you leave this meeting, walk out here and walk to where I typically park, okay? And you will see three dying hedges. They're dying. We have a landscape contractor responsible for landscaping and the irrigation. So someone else should be supervising that contract, not me. But the question is, why are those three hedges dying? You know, so this is the kind of thing, morph it over and over and over to six or eight. A, somebody else should be noticing it, not, you know, there should be proactive supervision to have already called that contractor and say, what's going on? Are we intentionally killing these three shrubs because we want to move them out to, you know, or is there something wrong with the irrigation? I've been here 17 years. I've never seen those shrubs dying before. We changed contractors and now suddenly they're dying. So these are the kinds of things that I'm talking about that need to be being taken care of by the department manager that is responsible for supervising the contract.
And you think that's going to be covered in this?
That would be my goal, okay, is to for there to be someone that is proactive with these things, not reactive. When I'm calling, I'm going, why the three hedges?
And that would all be laid out in the job description.
Right.
I certainly don't want to minimize the conversation, but I'm kind of getting towards the end of my...
Sorry. Yeah. I could go on and on.
I know. So, any more discussion in this?
So I would appreciate any like individual feedback that you guys want to give us on the continuity plan. Like if you see something in there that you go, you know, I don't understand, or this needs to be fleshed out a little more. We do see it as having accomplished the goal that we that was set out to be accomplished, but it is a work in progress. So.
Well, I can tell it's a work in progress, but I can also tell that there was a lot of work that went into that progress.
Right.
And thank you all,
yes,
for doing that. This is, I would suggest that we get a copy of this to all of council and ask for comments.
That's, I was going to say, what's next step so that we can honor your request? I'm looking for ideas. How can we extend your recommendation to, you know, give it some legs? A memo from?
Sure, we can, you know, I'm happy to share it with all of council saying the same things that I said to you all, that this is, here's the draft so far. You know, if you please give us feedback.
We're looking for feedback. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might, and I know with budget and all, you might throw in some, you know, this would be the starting salary, you know, the which I think would pretty much.
That'll get their attention.
Know what that is, yeah.
Right?
Whether they want it or not.
Yeah.
Well, the reality is.
You're going to have to face
the
it sooner or later.
It needs more work before it goes.
Yeah.
Right. And so, this was just having something that we could identify,
but I think
some
just
of those
immediate needs.
And asking for feedback. And I would give it by a specified period of time.
Yeah, sure. I think Chief Graham is itching to talk.
Yes, ma'am.
I just thought of something that might help explain the question earlier. I did the math here. So what I was talking about earlier, if you're counting on meeting with someone on Wednesday. So, for example, If a shift supervisor worked on Thursday and then they're off Friday, Saturday, I'm off Saturday, Sunday, they're off Monday, Tuesday, they're supposed to work Wednesday, they're off Thursday, Friday, I'm off Saturday, Sunday. Anyways, if they call out sick or they take vacation or some type of emergency, there's a 12-day gap before I see that person again.
Oh my God!
And I just think that might be important to pull up.
Yeah,
we have.
Yeah,
no,
it is, right?
So how can anything we're doing correct that?
Well, I think it's just we had talked earlier about that. You know, years ago we had an assistant chief. We don't now.
Okay.
So I have a battalion chief who's in training, who's doing a great job, but for the size of department we have, he's the only person I can currently blow stuff off to if I'm not here, and. But just, it is what it is. I just want to point that out. There could be a huge gap by trying to use our personnel who are currently on duty every 3 days.
In that function.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Okay. Any further comments on this? Okay. Distribution of the evaluation forms.
I think we just wanted to comment here. It's that time of year again.
Okay.
So a memo will be coming out from you to all of the members of council.
Correct.
With a copy of the evaluation form for the city administrator and a deadline for when to get them back to you.
Okay. Can we, we'll get together later and expedite that?
Sure.
Okay. Obviously, we... And I'll talk about the times and
mm-hmm.
making sure that it works for you as well.
Okay.
Okay. Next meeting.
Typically, December is skipped.
Yeah.
So it would be January.
And the first Wednesday's the third.
Seems like there's something else on the third.
Public Works is on the third at 11.
You want to make it 3 o'clock again on the third?
Okay. I won't be able to make it.
That makes me very sad.
I know, me too.
But you were chuckling a little earlier.
Oh. Me chuckle never.
Okay, no need for an executive session.
Well, move to adjourn.
Second. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
I did notice.
You hear that one? You can show up for a citizen.
Yeah.
Watch.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So I don't want to throw these away.